Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
We're all familiar with the Sermon on the Mount and the many topics Jesus addressed, one of them very substantively being the subject of prayer. And as you know, he was speaking to his disciples especially, and he said, when you pray, and by the way, I always like to note the pronoun there is plural, and literally to say when y'all pray, right, or when all y'all pray. So I have a strong view that we need to be praying together just as essentially as we pray alone. We tend to individualize it perhaps to an extreme in our Western culture. But he said, when you pray, don't pray this way. And of course, he isolated two other groups. And as we remember, one is the Pharisees, who had the wrong motivation. Their primary motive was to be seen by men. It was a religious show. And of course, that's not what God wants us to do. And then he said, secondly, don't pray like this other group. And those were the Gentiles who had the wrong method. And so both our motive and method have to be right. And their methodology was the belief that if they can just repeat their prayers and the requests long enough, their gods will eventually submit and give them what they want. Of course, Jesus said, Neil, as you know, your Father knows what you need even before you ask him, which is a profound statement. And in fact, it would move us away from a request-based approach, because it's not just blowing into God's presence and telling him what we hope he'll do today in order to structure the universe according to our specifications for a happy and comfortable life, right? That it's more than just telling him what's on our mind, but there is a relational dynamic that is to be distinctive from, the wrong motive and the wrong method, but it's really the way that Jesus wants us to pray, which is what then he gets into in that text, as you know. Yeah.
So what does it look like to seek God's face and not just his hand? Define that more.
Yeah, great question. I think what's so important, Neil, about the passage that we're looking at right now is that Jesus then turns and he says, now pray this way. And that wasn't a suggestion. It wasn't just a good idea. It was really a command. This is how I want you to pray. And I want to do that. The older I get, Neil, the more I want to pray the way Jesus said to pray. And we all come up with all kinds of, clever acrostics for prayer and, prayer circles and diagrams. But what Jesus said is really clear. And if we're really going to be his disciples and experience prayer as it ought to be, we've got to follow the pattern he gave us. And that's where, Neil, this idea of his face versus his hand is so important, because Jesus says, start here. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. That's not a man-centered request. That is all a Godward expression of spiritual pursuit and worship and intimacy. And so, again, Jesus' model says start with the face and then move to the hand.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.